The North Carolina chapter of the NAACP filed a federal lawsuit today over the recent cancellations of up to 4,500 voter registrations. The NAACP says those cancellations in three eastern counties violate federal law. The State Board of Elections disagrees. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk reports.
The law in question is the National Voter Registration Act. It prevents states from doing a systematic house cleaning of their voter rolls within 3 months of the election. The North Carolina NAACP and the State Board of Elections agree on that. They disagree on how that law affects private citizens challenging registrations. In Cumberland, Moore, and Beaufort counties, people have challenged roughly 4,500 registrations. The bulk of them are tied to one person in Cumberland County who's affiliated with the Voter Integrity Project. Penda Hare is an attorney representing the NAACP.
What they are doing wrong is taking voters off the rolls without following the procedures that federal law sets out for canceling voter registration.
Hare says the National Voter Registration Act requires more notice and a longer waiting period than the counties used. The State Board of Elections says if that's right, quote, then most states are wrong. The board's director says the majority of states interpret private challenges the same way North Carolina does, and she says no registrations were canceled without two hearings and a mailing. North Carolina also offers same-day registration during early voting, which wraps up Saturday. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk.